الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم القرآن. قال الله عز وجل: إن في خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف الليل والنهار لآيات لأولي الألباب الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم ويتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك فقنا عذاب النار. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in today's lesson, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about pondering over the creation of the heavens and the earth and in the other things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created. This becomes a sabab, a means for increasing in one's faith, yaqeen, in the dhat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it increases one's belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this verse that indeed in the creation of the heavens and the earth and in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or in the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created them, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the sama, the sky, بغير عمل ترونها, without a pillar that you see, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this earth, and this earth is so firm that we are not shaking on this earth when we are walking on this earth. And we see however, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created in the sama, in the ard, the anhar, the rivers, the bihar, the seas, the animals, the hayawanat, the sun, the moon, and all of these things that are created, the jibal, the mountains, the zuru, your crops, your vegetation, your plantations, etc. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so in the creation of all of them, وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ, and in the alternation of night and day, and we also see that one increases by the decrease of the other depending on the season. So sometimes you have a longer night and a shorter day, sometimes a longer day and a shorter night. And then also the weather pattern changes. Sometimes nights are cold, sometimes the night is warm. So in all of this, Allah says there are ayat, there are signs for people of intellect. In other words, if somebody has to ponder, if somebody has intelligence and he looks into all of these things that are created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will see that there are ayat, there are signs that indicate to the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he will bring iman without hesitation in Allah. Allah says, who are these people? Alladhina yafkuruna Allah. People of intellect, they are those people who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the following conditions. Qiyaman. In other words, they remember Allah standing, وَقُعُودًا and sitting, وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ and lying on their sides. In other words, in every condition they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the time they think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some mufassirin have kept it in the general sense, so we take this meaning, that all the time they remember Allah, and some have restricted it to one particular meaning, and this is, they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during salah. As a report comes in Sahih Bukhari, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that perform salah standing. فَإِنْ لَمْ تَسْتَطِعْ, if you can't perform standing, then you perform sitting. And if you can't perform sitting, then you perform on your side. Of course, you have to have an udhr, a valid reason for performing salah like that. But this يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهِ, ذِكَرَ فَاللَّهِ, here, according to some mufassirin, it refers to remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in salah, standing and sitting and lying on your sides. وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, and they ponder over the creation of the heavens and the earth. رَبَّنَا, saying, what do they say? They say, oh our Lord, مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا, you did not create this without purpose. You did not create this for no reason. You did not create the heavens and the earth in vain. In other words, there's a reason, there's some hikmah behind creating all of this. سُبْحَانَكَ, glory be to you, O Allah. فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ, so save us and protect us from the fire of Jahannam. Then they make this dua, رَبَّنَا, oh our Lord, إِنَّكَ مَنْ تُدْخِلِ النَّارَ. As mu'mineen, we know that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts and admits somebody into Jahannam, Allah has certainly destroyed that person. فَقَدْ أَخْزَيْتَ, certainly, whoever you admit into the fire of Jahannam, you have certainly أَخْزَيْتَ, you have destroyed him, you have humiliated him, you have disgraced such a person. So this is why they make that dua, فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارَ, oh Allah, save us from the fire of Jahannam, save us from the azab of the fire of Jahannam, because oh Allah, whoever you put in Jahannam, that person is destroyed. وَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ أَنصَارٍ, and then we know that there are no helpers for the zalimeen, for the wrongdoers. Then they make this dua, Rabbana, innana sami'na munadiya yunadi lil iman, an aminu bi rabbikum fa amanna. Oh our Lord, we heard the caller. Some Mufassirin say this refers to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was calling the people, inviting the people to iman, qulu la ilaha illallah, tuflihu. Some say it refers to the Quran, because the Quran, the kitab that we read, invites us towards Allah. So this caller was addressing us, saying, an aminu, that bring iman in your Lord. So we brought iman, fa amanna. Now that we have brought iman, Rabbana, O our Lord, faghfir lana dhunubana, forgive our gunas, forgive our sins, wa kaffir anna sayyatina, and expiate our evil deeds. Some mufassirin say, what is the difference between dhunub and sayyat? Because they have been brought here in one verse. Both mean sins in Arabic, but some mufassirin drew a difference. And they said that dhunub refers to your major sins. So when it comes with ghufran, oh Allah, forgive. When we say Rabbana, faghfir lana dhunubana, then it means forgive all our major gunas, all the big gunas that we have done. Wa kaffir anna sayyatina, all the minor gunas. Sayyat refers to the minor sins that we do. Oh Allah, expiate that from us. وَتَوَفَّنَا مَعَ الْأَبْرَارِ. And oh Allah, when it comes to the time of our death, then oh Allah, admit us with the salihin. Include us among the abrar, those who are pious. Include us there. رَبَّنَا وَآتِنَا مَا وَعَدْتَنَا عَلَى رُسُلِكَ. Oh Lord, and give us whatever you have promised us on the tongues of your messengers. The messengers have said, if you do so and so good deed, Allah will give you so and so reward. If you abstain from so and so bad deed, Allah will give you so and so reward. So oh Allah, give us all what you have promised now. وَلَا تُخْزِنَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. On the day of Qiyamah, don't humiliate us, don't disgrace us. إِنَّكَ لَا تُخْلِفُ الْمِعَادِ. Indeed, you, O Allah, you never ever fail, you never ever break your promise. In other words, whatever promise Allah makes, Allah will definitely fulfill that promise. Now, how Allah responded to them, how Allah answered their dua, inshallah, we will continue with that tomorrow.